Welcome to day one of the 21-day Pleasure and Intimacy Activation. My name is Imagine, and I'll be guiding you to the depths of pleasure and intimacy in this 21-day activation. Pleasure is a great truth. Many teachers of abundance teach that we are meant to feel good. Indeed, we are. We would not be given such a beautiful, breathtaking earth were it not meant to feed us with pleasure and joy as much as it feeds us with physical food, nourishment, and sustenance. We are meant to keep bringing ourselves back to a natural state of internal joy, pleasure in being human, in our bodies and our senses, in love, with our animals, and in our ways of living life. Yet, even deeper than this great truth and privilege, we are meant to feel it all. We are meant to come wholly and fully into this human life and feel the widest range of emotions available to us because our emotions are great teachers. If we spend our precious lives avoiding the more challenging emotions and numb ourselves from feeling them, we cut off the possibility of the full spectrum of our own humanity. Indeed, there is joy and pleasure in our grief, in our loneliness, in our fear, and even in our anger and rage, because at the core of each of these emotions is that full spectrum living. A deeper understanding of ourselves and what it is to be human in this life. Grief is the other side of love. And when we cry ourselves to the bottom of our grief, we find that we can feel that deeply because we are capable of love that big. What a precious gift that is. I have found a deep pleasure in my moments of my greatest grief and loss. This doesn't mean I wanted to lose someone I loved, but that in the depth of my grief for their loss, I am reminded of the joy of how deeply I loved them. When I cry a deep cry of grief, not only does the sadness ripple through my body like a saltwater ocean wave coming to cleanse all the old stuck pains I wish to release. The act of crying is pleasurable to my body. It is not unlike orgasm. My body shudders and shakes. The wash of tears rolling down my cheeks feels so warm and kind and soothing. A friend of mine calls it a crygasm. Crying can be deeply pleasurable, both physically and because it reminds us how deeply we can feel. And that is never something to run from. It is a unique aspect of our humanness no other creature experiences with the same breadth. That is joyful. Pleasure is indeed a great truth, and we can find pleasure in so many things, so many ways in our life. If we are not meant to feel joy and pleasure of being alive and living our beautiful lives, then why are we experiencing so much heartache and trauma and destruction? Why be in any relationship if it does not bring us joy and pleasure? Pleasure is not a frivolity. It is essential. It is my hope that the next 21 days will provide an activation and orientation in you towards your pleasure and joy, and that each day will light you up in its own precious way. I invite you to make sacred quiet time each morning if you can, to listen to the day's activation and take it into your body and spirit, and commit to that day's pleasure practice. Because if we cannot make time for pleasure each day, our priorities are out of alignment. If morning doesn't work, make another time. No matter where you live, what you do, or how you move through the world, there is pleasure available to you in each and every day. May you be inspired and lit up by it. May new parts of yourself be awakened. And may you continue on your pleasure quest long after our 21 days is complete. You have the opportunity to shift your internal paradigm in these 21 days and reorient your inner landscape to pleasure. It will make every day better. And if every day is more pleasurable, then that makes your life more fun and joyful to live. The baby steps make a big change. We don't always see it while it's happening, but sometimes we look back years later and we realize how far we've come. Each drop of rain in the ocean creates the next big wave. So I'd like to guide you through your first activation, which is sunbathing. So if you're having a sunny day, what a wonderful time to sunbathe. And I don't mean lay out to get tanned. I mean to feel the sunlight on your face, on your skin. Invite it to bathe your skin and your whole body with its warmth and light. So right now, if you are outside, turn towards the sun. If you are inside and can go out, I invite you to do so. If not, go to a window that faces the sun. If you're in a place where you have no sunshine today, you can do this before a fire. If you do not have a fire, light a candle. Do something to stand before the light, preferably the blazing fire of the sun, and any aspect of the fire element will work. If you need to pause this now to move, go ahead and do that. So start by closing your eyes and feeling the light and warmth of this sun or fire on your body. Allow it to meet your skin and feel it in your bones. Now take your hands and hold them to the sun and bake it into them. Feel the warmth in your hands. Feel the sun transferring its energy right down into your hands. Imagine that you are holding two smaller suns in your hands. Bright with warm light, the vitality of fire. And now take your hands holding this fire in each of them and bathe your body with that sunlight. Just wash your body as if you're holding balls of sunlight in your hands and run them all over yourself. You can cleanse your hair, really run the warm hands through your hair, energizing all of the follicles. Cleanse your neck, your arms, your legs, all the way down your legs, the whole torso of your body, your chest, your genitals, your buttocks, every part of you, just washing every part of you with this pure light, with this fire. If there's any part you want to go back to and bathe a little more in that light, in that warmth, do that. And as you complete this bathing, hold your hands back up to the sun and notice what you feel in them. They may feel tingly and alive. They may feel more awakened. Notice your whole body. Allow your body and your skin to be in conversation with the sun. Be with the sun as long as you like, and bring it in towards you with sweeping motions of your hands. Just sweeping the sun towards your body. Continuing this sunbathing. Breathe the sun in. Allow the sun or the fire to fully penetrate your body. If you squint your eyes, you can even see the sun sending rays directly towards you. This also works with fire. It is a powerful, abundant, regenerative energy, and you can use it to energize yourself any time. We could not live without the sun. So taking time to meditate in this way, with this sun bathing, is a very powerful communion. It's easy to take the sun for granted. Sunbathing in this way is a practice you can engage in anytime you want more energy, you want more communion with nature, you want to feel more warmth and pure light to inspire and regenerate you. Let the sun activate you. We took several minutes to do this today, but you can do this in a short minute. If you'd like to continue with your sunbathing, please do. And I look forward to seeing you tomorrow for day 2 of the pleasure activation. Thank you for being here with me and taking this time to connect with yourself in such a powerful way.